Hi, and welcome back to Shift Talking. I am Davina Hain, your mental health coach and professional friend here to help you build a life that is unfuckwithable. Today, we are talking shift about why I feel worse the deeper into healing I go. This is our Shift RX of the week, and we're going to jump right in. The reason you feel worse the deeper you go into healing is for many reasons, and I'm going to name eight just off the bat, okay? It's lonely as fuck. People will villainize you and judge you for it. You'll question almost everything about yourself. You'll put yourself under a microscope. Four is you'll see all your missteps and poor ways of handling things, and some you can't remedy or mend, and that's heartbreaking. Five, you no longer feel comfortable in spaces or with people you used to seek refuge. Six, you're holding yourself to a different standard, and that feels gross. Seven, it'll feel like other people are getting away with poor behavior. Eight, you'll see how many people think they are self-aware but aren't and aren't willing to do the work. So that is just eight off the bat that I literally just took about 3 minutes to just list. And I don't do that to rob you of the joy of doing the work. What I always will do is talk about the realities of the hardships of our experiences, especially within the work that we're doing and the life changes that we experience. And so that when the good comes through, you can really appreciate it. And when the bad comes through, you feel like you already were expecting it, right? You're more prepared for it than you would have been, as opposed to a lot of the advice that we get out there, which is just that healing is just this beautiful, grounding, soul-enriching thing. And while it can be, it also comes with the pain. It also comes with the cost of admission. And this is all of that. We can't outgrow our old selves without also outgrowing some parts of our environment. And that's deeply unfortunate. And once you choose yourself above all, and that's not selfish, it's not self-serving, it is self-preservation. Once you do that, things have to naturally change. You are going to experience a lot of grief, a lot of hardship, a lot of questioning of yourself. And that is completely normal. It doesn't mean that in order for you to choose yourself, you have to sacrifice others. All that it means is that you choose yourself, you set these boundaries around yourself in order to preserve your relationship with others, and you hold steady through their discomfort, through their complaints, through their disappointments. You'll hear me say this time and time again that we have conditioned the people around us to expect a certain version of us, and that does not change just because we are improving. Change is change is change. And we fear what we don't understand, and we fear change that doesn't feel like it's within my power. And that is exactly what the people around you will experience. They'll see these changes within you, and then they will fear what that means for you, for them, and for your relationship, friendship, whatever that might be. So I want you to know that the deeper you go, the harder it may get for now. It's just getting through and pushing through, working through, healing through, shifting through these experiences that will get you over to the other side. Growth is not going to be linear. It's going to be deeply destabilizing at first. And then it gets liberating, right? So now that we've gone over kind of the lonely parts of it, the downside, the feeling worse, I also want to give some life to the beauty of it. Right? Like you go from all of those to not relying on others to define you or your success. Judgments from others don't land as hard. Judgments from yourself don't land as hard. You'll feel powerful and in control of your own life. You'll recognize how much time people spend on petty shit, and you will find certain ways of behaving as just no longer aligning with what it is that you want. And while that could be a con of doing the work, so much of it is a pro. The whole tagline of a steady space of shift talking of all of the things that I do is rooted in empowerment, one shift at a time. the more you do this work, the more you kind of see your way through all of these ways that work against us when we're trying to do this work, the more powerful you become and feel within your own reality, your path, your existence, and where you're looking to go. There is so much joy and beauty in this side. We don't get bogged down by the petty minutiae of the day. We look at life through a more clear lens, a more kind of bird's eye perspective lens. It helps us see the bigger picture. We lean into the moments and we stay present way more often. Our stress levels decrease. Our anxiousness decreases. Our depressive symptoms decrease. Our overall life satisfaction increases. And I don't know what you believe about the law of attraction or any of these types of things. I'm still learning about it. And this whole idea of like vibration and frequency makes so much sense to me because we act like emotions are things that do not penetrate, that I can't know how that person feels unless they tell me, right? And maybe you can't know why they feel that way or what it is that they're feeling about, right? What we do know is that we pick up on energy. You know what feeling when you walk into a room and you immediately know something's off. You can feel the tension. You can pick up on it. You can almost like feel their anger, their upset, their disappointment, their discomfort, their awkwardness. We feel all of that. And when you're doing this work and you're really trying to clear that experience, understand it and remedy it, and you're constantly surrounding yourself with people and places and things that spark that need for you to kind of almost absorb that energy, you can't tell me that the more work you do wouldn't put you on a different frequency, a different energy frequency. And that's exactly what happens here. I don't know about the whole like higher vibration stuff. That's for each of us to decide for ourselves. What we do know is that that is a fact that we can feel that. And if you are constantly trying to do this work, trying to even just get to more of a balance, more of a steady, and where you go and who you surround yourself with just makes you feel off kilter, at some point, you're going to have to make a decision of whether to live your life in this discomfort or whether you choose to make modifications that work out better for you, even if you feel worse first. And again, I'm not talking about leaving people behind. I'm talking about asking them to come with you. And whether they choose to is their work. That's another major, major pro of doing this work is that you really get rooted in and aware of what is within your power and what isn't. You stop trying to control other people. I'm going to pause. There's construction going on outside and I don't know if you can hear it. And how they are feeling and what it is that they're doing and helping to change how it is that they feel, judging why they feel that way, speculating about why they feel that way. And it is so incredibly liberating to allow their shit to just be their shit. You still lead with concern. You still check on them. You still make sure that there's nowhere that they need you to modify. But if they say no, everything's fine, that is the end of your work. You can check in as you'd like, and you've checked that box. You've opened up the conversation, and you can leave it open to say, okay, I get the impression that there might be more to this. If something comes up, please come and talk to me about it. And that it is on them. And doing the work is about living through and experiencing through that discomfort of allowing that to be true. And then getting over to this other side until you feel so rooted and so sure that that's just their work to do. This is an incredibly powerful work, and I don't know a single person who hasn't benefited from it, and I also don't know a single person who hasn't suffered through it as well. The time is going to pass anyway, and it's up to you whether you want to spend your time uncomfortable in order to get to a point of liberation, of power, of empowerment, or whether you want to feel uncomfortable and stay uncomfortable and likely have things get worse. But that is why we feel worse the deeper into healing we go. And just because it doesn't feel good right now does not mean that it's not going to benefit us down the line. It's like lifting weights. We have to tear those muscles a little bit. We have to go through the pain, the agony of lifting, of reps, of all of this in order to get the results, which is the health that we are looking for. So that was our Shift RX. Join us this Thursday for our guest conversation with Dr. Bruce Chalmer. And I will see you then. Stay steady and take your dose. Bye for now.